The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Welcome back, boys and ghouls.
Boys and ghouls.
Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
We're getting
close. Are you excited?
We are getting so close to the best time of the year.
I am like white knuckling the chair over this episode.
Oh God, I cannot with you.
I am so ready. I was made for this.
I was made for this episode.
So, what would you guys do if you were ever out in the woods?
I wouldn't be.
And you saw a cryptid.
I would turn the other way. And slowly walk away.
We would be friends.
Actually, I have no soul, so I think it'd be fine.
This one doesn't... Tonight's creature...
He's not a soul snatcher?
Tonight's cryptid would not be a soul snatcher, I don't believe.
Then I would probably turn and slowly run away.
I think me and him would be friends.
You are the devil, so...
Yeah. We've kind of... We've kind of made those jokes for the first half of this little spooky season.
We've called her a...
What you guys...
What all have we called Christian?
Everything evil.
She's the Ozark Howler.
Yes.
The...
Didn't we call her a banshee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was on something else.
Oh. But we did call her that.
Yeah.
That is only when you really get me going.
She's got that big cryptid energy.
Oh. Actually,
BCE.
Hashtag BCE.
Christian got that BCE.
You know, it would be really sick if you guys actually, like, start this podcast, actually took off, and then, like, plot twist. Christian's actually the cryptid that they have on the show.
Yeah, but people actually see you and have to interact with you every day.
I know.
People have interacted. There has been cryptid sightings.
Yes, they interact. Listen, you act like their interactions with me are positive. No,
she did draw a pentagram of salt in front of me one day.
It was very good.
I did witness that.
Yes.
And the little Mexicans in the back scurried out.
No, they did not
scurry.
Like that. They did not like
it. I mean, they like...
El Diablo!
That's what they call
they
it.
They call her El Diablo!
No, El Diabla.
Because you're a girl.
Devil woman.
We think.
Mm. But I really think that with all the cryptids so far that we've covered, I would be major homies with. Like, we would go and do spooky shit together.
I feel like you might change your mind after this next one.
I don't know. I'm still down for the fun. Let's have some fun, babies.
So, tonight's cryptid is one not far from here. Just a couple states away.
Oh.
From our home state of South Carolina.
South Kakalaki.
Home,
I'm so sorry I did that.
Yeah.
I know.
You should be fucking ashamed of yourself.
I feel like I need to clap on that and we run it back.
No, Jeff's going to probably leave that in.
Fucking Jeff.
So, this cryptid hails from the home of crab cakes and...
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
Even worse.
If you didn't know, we're talking about the Goatman of Maryland. So there's several different Goatman legends in the United States, but tonight we're focusing on the one of Maryland because I feel like it has a very interesting story.
I don't think I've heard of this one. Have I?
No.
Not the Goatman of Maryland?
Well, originally we were going to do the Pope Lick Monster, and then I found this one. So stay tuned for the Pope Lick Monster.
She's over here just like, what? Huh?
I can't.
Might save that one for Lent.
Every time I like in the group chat, every time you throw in the group chat,
totally
like
missed that.
Yeah,
yeah, I did. What did you say?
I said we'll cover the Pope Lick Monster for Lent.
Where are the crickets?
Jeff, insert crickets.
Jeff, insert crickets.
Just because you don't get Catholicism jokes.
Where you have to give up something for 40 days.
Why would I? You call me the devil on that. Why would I get Catholicism?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Said that right.
Exorcist.
I had to practice for that. My brain and my mouth had to make
it. I had to mentally prep for that one.
I did. I had to mentally prep for that one.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
I'm sorry. Well, let's go ahead and get into this one. Take it away, Sam.
So, if you're like me and you haven't heard of Maryland's Goatman, then sit back, relax, and prepare for one of the most unusual tales imaginable. This urban legend comes from the depths of Maryland. He is half man and half goat. He does exactly what you would expect him to do. He kills teens, beheads dogs, and screams like a shrill goat, and other things of the sort.
I feel like Netflix should give him, like, a BoJack Horseman spinoff.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stand BoJack Horseman.
What?
It's a great show.
No.
It's a great show.
You're terrible.
I am.
Go watch Castle or something.
I fucking love Castle. Get off me. Even though they film in L.A. and say they're in New York. Bullshit. So, the Goatman's territory ranges from Beltsville to Bowie, Mitchellville, and Upper Marlboro, with stories circulating from the 1950s to the 1970s, the heyday of suburban teenage folklore. Now, no one knows exactly where this urban legend came from. There are so many variations on the story of the Maryland Goatman that it is nearly impossible to keep them straight. For some, he's but a lonely, angry goat herder who went berserk after finding his beloved goats dead due to teens tampering. To others, he is in the same family as Bigfoot, a supposed mythical beast that roams the earth. In perhaps the most bizarre tale of them all, the Goatman is a result of a ghastly experiment.
It harkens back to the Melonheads episode. Why I liked it so much is it's just science gone horribly fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love this story so much.
One possible origin for Goatman seems to have popped up as a way to dissuade young lovers from partaking in some premarital hanky-panky. The best birth control around still doesn't come close to the threat of being ripped apart by a demonic goat creature.
Where was the goat man when me and you were fucking in the back of your car in high school?
I don't know. I think he was asking to join in.
Oh, God. I've always felt like
you set yourself up for that.
I always felt like I was being watched. Oh. You know, I love an audience.
Oh, no.
God. One of the most popular backstories for the mysterious goat man traces back to one man, Dr. Stephen Fletcher. As the legend goes, his obsessive quest to save his wife's life led to the creation of one of America's most terrifying urban legends. While Fletcher was working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture at the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center in Maryland, his wife fell seriously ill and she went into a coma-like state. Fletcher was so desperate to save her, he began experimenting on a wide range of new technologies, which included gene splicing. With his options running out, Fletcher became even more of a recluse, obsessively trying to find a cure. He grew so crazy that he spliced the genes of a goat with his human lab assistant, William Lotsford. The end result led to the creation of the Goat Man.
I imagine this is like the movie Clerks. Like, the guy's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
She doesn't even go here. This one actually became so big that the USDA had to come forward and publicly deny creating this creature accidentally.
Yeah, the USDA was like, God fucking damn it. Would you fucking weirdos quit calling us?
To release a whole ass statement. The goat then ran away from the laboratory, hiding in the woods of Maryland. It later gained notoriety when residents saw him and started being known as the Goat Man.
This is literally the premise of the SNL bit. Do you remember the 80s? With Jim Brewer? It's literally, he's like, a science experiment gone wrong. And now he hosts MTV's Do You Remember the 80s? I can just imagine people hearing the Goat Man on Lover's Lanes in Maryland.
Just, I can't with you.
You were supposed to make eye contact with Sam when you're here. Yes,
thankfully did not. I also turned my eyes. Yeah, I averted my gaze.
She knew that it was coming.
Yes. Many people who claim to have seen the Goat Man state that the creature squeaks noisily, moves sneakily, and lurks in the night. Witnesses all claim the Goat Man is 6 feet tall. The lower body of the Goat Man was fuzzy like that of a mountain goat. The upper body, however, was well built. So he's just jacked, yeah, he's a centaur.
Yeah, he's a jacked goat man.
Oh my God.
So he's like the, who's the little fucking character from Hercules? Disney's Hercules.
Oh, the little
Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, the little
Danny DeVito's character.
Yeah, the little satyr.
Yeah. He's like Phil, but he works out. He lifts.
He has no fat belly.
And doesn't chase little wood nymphs.
Yeah.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
Oh, he definitely does. They're teenagers in the back of a car.
Maybe I'm his wood nymph. Come for me.
I can't.
He probably has like 6 dicks or some shit.
You act like that's a problem. Most women would be great. Like, they'd be like, yes. Bring on your satyr dicks. Let's go.
All of them.
Yeah.
Cocks are just arranged in a pentagram.
Stop it. Where's my towel?
I cannot. I'm so done. The Goat Man was caught on camera once, which justifies the appearance details of the beast given by people. This figure has basically become Maryland's Bigfoot. For decades, it's been said that the creature roams parts of Beltsville and Bowie at night, seeking humans to devour. Every few years, someone claims to have caught an image of Goatman wandering around the side of the road or in the woods. The Goatman is said to carry an axe with him that he swings with the strength of 2 grown men to kill its prey, whether it be animals or any unfortunate human that crosses his path.
This is what makes him truly fucking awesome.
He's just a savage.
He's an axe-wielding cryptid.
Word. So he's a lumberjack.
He has to be the only cryptid that I know that uses, like, tools.
He is the only cryptid that uses tools other than, like, Bigfoot slamming a tree stump into the ground or some shit.
Yeah, but that's, like, you don't find an axe in the wild.
Which makes me think this isn't, like...
acquire that.
Yeah, this isn't, like... your typical cryptid, which makes me think this is truly something else. If it is like the Goat Man.
Allegedly.
I mean, realistically, if it was a science experiment gone wrong, it would have human memories, which would, you know. The assistant probably went home and it's like, I'm off. It's just Jeff Goldblum from The Fly. He's just like, looks in the mirror and he turns into he's starting to grow horns and shit over like a week. By the time he's done, he's just some jack goat man. He's like, God fucking damn it. He's basically a Scooby-Doo monster at this point.
Oh my God.
Those damn kids fucking out in the woods.
Those meddling kids.
Yeah, the meddling kids.
And that dog too. Goatman is also reported to frequent lovers' lanes. Although he's typically mauling a teenager's car with a rock or axe instead of pursuing romance. The goat man was described as a lascivious beast who preyed on women and couples. The beast would hide in the darkness of the woods until a couple would indulge in making love.
I think Christian's on to something. I think Goatman's just trying to fuck. He's just wanting to join in.
I mean, he might.
He's like, let me in.
Sam is just trying so hard. She's using the mic to like cover her face. So
she won't look at me while I do the goat voice.
It's my favorite. I'm literally not even paying attention to you doing it. I'm just looking at Sam like, to make eye contact. Like,
look hey, Sam. It. Sam.
No.
Sam.
No.
Hey, Sam.
You need to do it when she's not looking.
When I'm not paying attention, you mean?
Yeah, like when she's like just like fully in reading mode and like looking at you and you say something and she like engages and then do it.
I will get up. I won't, but I will want to. So he jumps into cars and chops tires so they can't get away. He would then attack the couple, dragging the man and woman into the woods so no one could hear them. The goat man would rip the man apart into pieces, forming illicit bonds with the female victims and killing the women afterwards.
So he's straight up dragging the women off and forcing his six-dick self upon them. Cloven hoofs, six dicks.
Why are you looking at me like I'm like thinking about that? I'm just thinking.
Because we all know you're a secret furry.
I can't.
I wasn't going to do it. I was just thinking
about
it.
I was just thinking about it. Going to do it, girl. I was just thinking about it. I did it.
She's going to flick her bean to that later.
I cannot. His stalking grounds are said to be from Fletchertown Road, but the goat man is known to particularly hang around Governor's Bridge in Davidson, Maryland. Governor's Bridge is also known as Crybaby Bridge, because of another tale about a mother who threw her baby over the bridge, and people who crossed that bridge would hear a ghostly sound of a baby crying.
See, this is what's crazy about all the Goatman stories. So I've researched about six of them. This is my favorite one.
Uh-huh.
But all the Goatmen live near or around a bridge.
Okay.
It's like they're tied to the fucking bridge. And there's always some real bad ghostly shit going on at these bridges, too.
Isn't there, like, a whole story about the Billy Goat's Gruff, like, where them and the troll?
Billy Goat's Gruff! Oh my gosh, you unlocked a memory I forgot I had. I used to love that story.
Anybody that's not familiar with that, there was a troll and there's a bridge and they have to cross it and there's a bunch of...
There's always a fucking goat, man. And I couldn't find any, like, correlation to why that is. But I'm assuming if this isn't, you know what, I'll save that theory for later.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in what I think this is.
Those feeling brave will park their vehicle near the bridge at night and turn off all their lights, seeing if they can spot the elusive goat man.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You go looking for the psycho killer goat. You
absolutely do. Absolutely.
I see no issues with this.
I am proud to say I am white, but I am not that white.
I guess those people were in for a bad time.
I wasn't looking at you. The first reported sighting of the goat man was in 1957. Eyewitnesses reported seeing it in Forestville and Upper Marlboro in Prince George's County. The Washington Star published its first report of a big, grisly, savage creature that was terrorizing the residents of PG County. First reported as the Abominable Phantom, a search for this creature was actually carried out by the Upper Marlboro Fire Department alongside hunters armed with shotguns. The search was fruitless, however, and the county police department stated that it was probably nothing more than a rabid dog.
So,
why do they always gotta blame a dog?
It's the 60s.
Because they're always looking for a plausible explanation.
Because they can't really think of anything other than, what is this?
That this could be, like, some crazy fucking entity. But What's interesting about this is it's not known by Goatman at this time. It's just this...
The abominable phantom.
Yeah, it's just this creature. This hulking creature that's out in the woods. So, I don't know where the goat aspect came into it.
I'm just so excited.
She's like...
I can't.
Cheesing at me. I'm like, so what excited. Are you?
Are you okay with psycho?
No, you're talking about like something that's like creepy. I love it. The dicks were an afterthought. I mean, it was just the fact that it's like creepy.
It wasn't until the 1960s that the first violent encounter would take place. In 1962, the Goatman was accused of killing 14 people, 12 of whom were children, with the other two being adult chaperones. The group was evidently hiking too close to the Goatman's home. Unidentified survivors claimed that the Goatman hacked the victims to pieces with an axe, making noises, quote, only the devil himself would make. Oh my god. I was not looking at you. When police arrived, they found half-eaten limbs and a bloody trail leading to a cave. As might be expected, there is no record of this event actually occurring.
I wonder if the cops, when they got there, were like, holy shit! And then they see the goat man, and he's like, I want my Mammy Mac ribs!
He's going to continue to do this to make eye contact.
I will not.
Just appease me, goddammit.
Never! Never mind. I didn't scroll down.
All right, hold on. I know.
In 1963, a woman and her husband walked in a woody area in Huntington. The couple heard crackling sounds. However, they ignored them. Dumb white people. A few moments later, the woman claimed to have seen the most terrifying creature she had ever seen in her life. She saw a half man and a half goat.
That's the most terrifying creature she's ever seen?
I mean,
she's
never seen you, Christian. If you saw a 6-foot jacked goat man.
So does he have like a human head with like little goat horns and ears? Or is this like the devil, like, you know what I'm saying?
So from what I can tell, because I found the picture and I will post it on our social media, but it looks like a Sasquatch. But with a ram's head.
Oh, I'm so
it's
it.
Like the devil.
It is literally.
It's Baphomet?
It's a Baphomet.
It's Baphomet.
If I could describe it.
Did you say Baphomet?
No.
I don't know. I didn't catch it. Maybe she said
Baphomet?
Baphomet.
No, Baphomet. That's literally what. That's all I'm envisioning. Like when you guys are talking about this, I'm literally.
Yeah,
literally.
Except like this Baphomet never skipped a gym day.
He never skipped leg or upper body day.
Yeah, oh my he's God. Just.
Could you imagine the hoof strength of that man? He could just like kick somebody and just like take their whole fucking face off.
Like a fucking emu.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's all there are so many things that are running through my head that you guys do not.
I don't want to know any of the things that are running through your head about the goddamn goat man.
No, you do. That's why you've been on this podcast. Hey. Thank you.
That's why I'm here. That's why
this
I'm
is here. This is just getting too real for me.
Too bad. Another unbelievably violent encounter happened in 1967. When it is said that the head of 17-year-old Hank James was found in the canopy of woods above his car along Fletchertown Road by Liza Jane Benedict, his girlfriend at the time, after they had decided to spend the night in his father's Buick secluded in the depths of the woods. That's just like a slasher movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of like...
Girl, if you sleep in lore. Somebody's Buick...
It's always got to be, like, some kind of old car, too.
Yeah,
it's
well, always yeah, got to be a Buick. All the best slasher movies, like, took place in the, you know, 70s and 80s.
Also true. The story goes that a young couple went to Fletchertown Road and were being bothered by something in the woods. The young man got out of the car to investigate, but he never came back.
When an investigation occurred the next day, his severed head was found hanging in a tree above where the car had been parked, and his body was never found. While keeping the mystery of the Goat Man, these stories failed to expand the reach of the legend as they were casted off as a fictional warning by parents to rebellious children who wanted to explore the woods and each other, too.
Yeah, this is like a real fucked up urban legend to like keep your kids from fucking. It's like the Goat Man is going to fucking kill you.
He's going to
cut your goddamn dick and balls off, and we ain't never going to find him.
We ain't never going to find him.
Where do you think he gets all them dicks?
I can't.
Oh, they're used.
They're used.
It's like I love I'm making so many movie references. You've seen Your Highness, right, with Danny McBride and James Franco? There's a scene in there where Danny McBride goes into sorry for spoilers, but this movie's like fucking forever old. He goes into a labyrinth and runs into a minotaur. And he ends up wearing its cock as a fucking trophy around his neck.
Minotaur is the one that's the horse.
It's
a bull.
Yeah. It's a lot like Goatman, except it's a bull instead of a goat.
So what are the ones that are like the goat? I mean, the horse.
Centaurs.
The four legs.
Centaurs.
Yeah.
Okay. And then satyrs are the ones that are
little goat guys.
Yeah.
Like Phil. Since then, there have been steady sightings that give similar descriptions of Goatman. The first media mention of the Goatman came on October 27th, 1971, in the Bowie-based Prince George's County News. In the article, writer Karen Hostler took a deep dive into the University of Maryland folklore archives. She mentions the Goat Man along with the ghosts and something called the Boa Man that also haunt the woods around Fletchertown Road. 2 weeks later, the same reporter published a follow-up, Residents Fear Goat Man Lives, Dog Found Decapitated in Old Bowie, about a family that believed the Goat Man was responsible for the death of their puppy, Ginger. Why does it always gotta be Ginger? Why?
I don't know, man.
Gingers.
I mean, statistically, the redheads are usually the first ones killed.
No. Well, that's not statistically accurate, but I'm not gonna say who's normally the first ones killed. Not in horror movie senses, anyway.
Was it the brunettes?
The blondes? No.
What?
You don't know the trope, and I'm not going to say it. I'll tell it to you off air.
Is it the sluts?
If it's no, the sluts. No, but they always die. Yeah.
They always die.
You're safe for at least the second or third kill down the list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they just want to be my friend.
I will survive because I won't go chasing the noise.
I will.
And I probably will trip and fall, to be honest.
What's that noise, Sam? Bah! God damn it. People are going to hate us after this episode. It's just 15 minutes of Eric making goat noises.
Yeah, it really is.
Ginger was found dead and decapitated near the Fletchertown Road in Prince George's County, Maryland. Ginger was a pet dog that belonged to the Edwards. He went missing one day. The younger daughter of the Edwards family claimed to have heard a squeaky noise the night Ginger went missing. Her friends and neighbors also told similar stories. A few days later, Ginger's headless body was discovered, making its way to the newspaper headlines. The girls blamed the Goat Man for Ginger's gruesome death. Ginger's skull was found 14 years later.
So something carried its fucking severed head off. This is actually the first confirmed kill for the Goat Man, because the others were just the urban legend.
Right.
It's world building, you see.
Uh-huh.
But
on November 30th, the Goat Man got its first introduction to a larger audience thanks to the Washington Post. An article headlined, "A Legendary Figure Haunts Remote Prince George's Woods," identifies the young men who found Ginger, Ray Hayden, John Hayden, and Willie Gein. The Prince George's County Police are also quoted in the piece saying that, quote,
the legend just gets passed on from generation to generation, and that they've been receiving more recent calls about Goatman sightings. Stories of the Goatman had been around since the 50s and 60s, but the incident with Ginger in the 70s caused heightened interest in the creature. During this time, searching for the Goatman was a local teen obsession, and Goatman parties were even held.
Is that like, what's that dildo company?
Oh, the Dragonkin?
No. The ones where the girls, Jesus Christ, what kind of sick shit? No, the ones where the girls are like, I'll go to one girl's house and she's
pure sitting, romance.
Yeah. It's like a pure romance party, but for Goatman.
Perfect.
Forget about what I was saying. Yes, Eric, that is exactly what I was talking about with the pure romance. the fucking dirty look that this one over here sent me. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I never even heard of that before.
It's amazing. I'll show you pictures.
Let's mosey on.
It was also during this time that there were increased sightings of an animal-like creature that walks on its hind legs along Fletchertown Road. By the following year, he was mentioned in American Graffiti when a character says, maybe it's the goat killer and he'll get somebody and we'll see the whole thing. In 1971, in Huntington, a farmer saw a goat-like man devouring a pig. He came close to confirm that what he was seeing was real. The goat noticed him and dashed into the woods. In September of 1976, the staff of Woodmore Country Club noticed a beast outside their country club in Woodmore, Maryland. One of the staff members tried to cast him away from the club when he observed that the creature was much more than just a beast. The sturdy animal was instead a goat man, whose folklore had been famous all around Maryland. The staff claimed that there were bones scattered around him. They then ran into a safe room of the country club, waiting for the goat man to go away.
Yeah, I bet there were bones scattered around him. Didn't even catch that.
I did.
Yeah, I got the side eye from Sam on that one. Sorry. Bad joke.
I was not looking. Just because the Maryland Goatman legend peaked in popularity in the 70s doesn't mean it ever disappeared from the community consciousness. A middle school called St. Mark the Evangelist has had an unknown house behind it for 30 years. That's not creepy or anything. Rumors have spread all that time that the goat man has been seen in and around that house. Some people have even claimed to have found bones, knives, saws, and leftover food inside the house. As far as taking the goat man legend into modern day, two movies have been made starring the creature. 2011's Deadly Detour, The Goatman Murders, and 2013's Legend of the Goatman. And as far as more recent claim sightings, the station WBAL-TV received two separate emails about an animal at Montpelier Park in Laurel, Maryland. One woman described it as looking like a, quote, Sasquatch with horns. Another man said he thought he saw a bear, quote, except it doesn't look like a bear. The article described the photo as looking like a goat standing on two legs. There were a cluster of sightings in 2015 causing hashtag Goatman to trend on Twitter. The mystery behind the Goatman intrigues many of people to this day. Some believe that the stories hold substance. However, critics provided a counter-argument stating that Marylanders were obsessed with the Goatman's story. They liked blaming the Goatman for any murder that happened in Maryland. Dr. Barry Pearson, a professor of folklore in the English department at the University of Maryland and in charge of the University of Maryland Folklore Archives, says, quote, if I mention the Goatman on the first day of class, all the locals know exactly what I'm talking about, end quote. An article from Modern Farmer titled Maryland's Goatman is Half Man, Half Goat, and Out for Blood. quotes Pearson as having an explanation for why a goat is at the center of this scary legend.
The fact that a publication named Modern Farmer is doing goat man stories fucking it amazes me. They were also a source for this this episode.
No way.
Yeah.
So it quotes Pearson as having an explanation for why a goat is at the center of this scary legend. Pearson says of the history of goats in myths, quote, the satyr in Greco-Roman times was the kind of keeper of the woodlands, drunk all the time, and known mainly for being lustful.
Which is why he fucking hates kids fucking in the back of the car.
There you go.
No hanky-panky for you kids.
If I don't get no hanky-panky, you no get hanky-panky.
I'm going to take your hanky-panky.
He does take the hanky-panky. He goes on to describe a cult that worshipped Dionysus that was led by a man dressed as a goat. The cult was rumored to get drunk and eat animals raw, though this probably never happened.
That's a fucking Tuesday night for me.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, does sushi count? Because I eat sushi.
Yeah, but
I
like,
eat my steak medium rare.
I mean, I eat my steak.
Mooing.
Yeah, a sear it on each side.
You like blue rare?
More like a witch doctor could bring it back to life rare.
Oh my god.
Like, just sear it real quick on each side at a super high temperature. And I want it raw. Fucking raw. All
right.
So, yeah. I just drink bourbon and eat raw, semi-raw meat.
You are the goat man.
I'm the goat man.
You guys are a match made in heaven.
I know.
Medium rare is bad.
Not looking. Pearson also gives his own view on why the legend speaks of a goat man and not something traditionally more frightening. He says, quote, goats are known to be smelly and sometimes kind of charming, but if you look at them closely, especially in their eyes, they are really scary in their own way.
Oh, goat's eyes are fucking terrifying.
I will agree with that.
Why are they scary?
The way that they are, like, set.
Goat's eyes are freaky. And then they can contort their necks in all sorts of weird fucking ways. But
I love little goats.
Realistically.
Little goats. We're talking about the adults that actually have eyes that are, like, split.
Like a demon's eyes. So, what do you guys think it is?
I'm going to let Sam go first because I actually have a conjugal thought about this.
Oh, by all means, Christian, go ahead.
You want me to go first?
I do.
Okay.
Let's consider you the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. Well, by all means.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think, unfortunately, this is not a cryptid. This is something that is made up to scare people because I see no tangible, like, evidence of it.
But what about the headless dog?
Okay, but do we have photos of said headless dog?
Do you think this thing could be possibly some type of tulpa?
I think where it is.
It could be like a thought form energy ghost.
I really, really think that would be, it's more like the Slenderman. Like, right. Where if you make it.
Or Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
Any what? Of those. If you make it that'll there, if you make it so that it's scary, then it is. Now, it is a fantastic story, and I love it. And this is all legit. This is all what I'm thinking. I don't think that he's this specific incident or incidents are real.
Well, okay, non-believer, I want to believe so bad in this.
Sam's so done with us.
Sam, what do you think?
I don't know. A part of me always wants to believe that these things are real. Because we can't exactly prove that they're not real.
No.
People are seeing something. Whether it's some dude dressed up, some over 6 foot dude, put a goat head on or whatever. And, I don't know, some kind of furry chap kind of situation. I don't know. But they're seeing something.
Let me throw a couple different theories out there.
Okay.
So I think the genetic experiment thing is as fun as it is.
I don't think that one's bullshit.
I think that's just to build the mythos.
Yeah.
As fun as that one would be.
Is to give us some substance and like actually like some things to like talk about.
So in doing the research for this, coming and finding out that all these goat men live near or around bridges or under bridges, that are the bridges themselves have other stories of haunted shit going on around them. I think these bridges are portals.
Okay.
And that these things are the satyrs. I think they're satyrs. Honest to God.
Like demonic satyrs?
No, I think they're satyrs, and this one's just a real pissed off satyr.
So he's eating people.
Yeah, I mean.
But in a classic like satyr, it's a human body on top of a goat. This thing has a goat head. Like a demonic presence.
No, not always.
Okay, well, this is, if this was real, it would be, the way that they're describing it, it has a demonic presence. Because it is
and out. And demons are very much real.
Yeah.
It could be a demon, an axe-wielding interdimensional entity.
That is very plausible.
It could be an interdimensional entity that comes from underneath the bridge to come into our world, fuck shit up for a little bit, and then go on its merry way in its own little world. But the fact that these bridges have running water is a big connector for spiritual shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that that is what this is. There's just a... If it is real, I don't think it's a cryptid in the scale of, like, Bigfoot. Uh-huh. But there's so many of these goatmen stories.
Yeah, like Zach Bagans has one.
Well, that's a little bit different. So that was the Texas Goatman's Bridge. And that's a vengeful spirit of a guy who was hanged from the bridge.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit, that's a different take on it. But technically what it could be is when they hang that guy, it opened a portal and a fucking goatman came out.
Maybe.
Or a satyr. And we just see the depictions of these creatures in myth and lore. We don't really know what they look like. We just heard descriptions of them. So it could be. It could be. I want to say I'm going to chalk it up to, yeah, I think there's a possibility it's real.
Mm-hmm.
In some way or another, either they manifested this in enough people believing in it.
Mm-hmm.
It manifested it.
I think that's more my thought process on it.
Or there's a bunch of fucking satyrs partying out in the woods in the Appalachian Mountains.
Don't look in the woods.
I mean, you have the Poplick Monster, Kentucky. You have Sheep Man of West Virginia.
Sheep Man?
Sheep Man.
We got Lizard Man, Goat Man, well,
Lizard Man's here.
Yeah, I know.
We'll work him in somewhere. I don't know how we're going to do it. There's not a lot on him. But, yeah. That does it for us on Goatman of Maryland.
You want to drop the socials, Christian?
Oh, I am always down to drop socials. Number one, thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. Make sure you continue to download, like, subscribe, and leaving reviews. We do enjoy those. We like to hear the happy commentary. It is always fun. You guys can always find our episodes on every platform that you can find a podcast on. And make sure you guys are following us on the Instagram, Facebook, the TikTok.
Do
you want to talk about the TikTok real quick?
Sure.
And what you're going to be doing on there?
So what we're going to do with the TikTok is mainly going to give like a slight overview, recap, whatever, of our weekly episodes, along with shorter cryptids or shorter whatevers that we can't really put in as a whole episode. We can't dedicate a whole episode to because there's just not enough information on it, but we still want to talk about it. And we might do a couple of little spooky things. I don't know yet.
Sweet. Sweet.
We love spooky time.
I like where we're going with it.
He's feeling it. He's vibing it.
I'm vibing. Yeah.
So yes. We are.
I don't get down with the TikToks with you kids. So,
kids, I'll be 30 in 11 days.
Yeah. I'll be 32 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
On October 13th.
When this episode comes out, Eric will be 32.
Yeah. And I'm going to celebrate by going to watch the new Halloween movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go watch the new Halloween movie on Friday, I think.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Our tag name on TikTok is just Creeps in the Crypt. Our photo is our little logo.
Adorable as it is.
We're so cute.
All right, guys. Well, like Christian said, if you listen on Apple or iTunes, leave us a review. Leave us a rating. Rate and review. It really helps out the show. If you're on our Instagram, interact with us. If you're on our Twitter, interact with us. If Facebook, interact with us. We love that. We're trying to build the community up, get shit going, and have some discussions on there. So we love shit like that.
Mm-hmm. That being said, if there are any specific ones that, like, things that you guys want us to cover,
yeah,
not send all them out. Of our DMs are open.
Yeah, yeah. Not even like cryptids. Any,
literally anything.
We are literally trying to plan out a year in advance. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, because there's a lot of research that goes into this show, and thank you to all the listeners that have reached out to us via our social media and given us encouraging words and praise. It really means a lot to us. Like, it makes my day when I open up my social media and see that.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys. Keep supporting the show. Spread it around like wildfire. Let's make this shit blow up.
Hell yeah.
Let's do the damn thing. See you next Fright Day.
And we're going to continue to say, yes, Fright Day.
I love
that. And we're going to continue to stay creepy, and make sure that you guys too.
Stay creepy, guys.
Bye.